Ron, women's panties Alleman. Ron, women's panties Alleman. What's up, brother?
Hunky Harris in the hizzo, ready to play a little midnight fizzo.
You know, you just glazed over that. That's your new nickname, Ron Women's Panties.
I'll take it.
Because remember back in college?
I got a collection.
We busted you. You walked in and you're changing into the fraternity. You're wearing women's panties and you're like, no. Yep. I'm just goofing around, guys. And then we dug through your drawer and all you had was women's panties. You remember that?
Of course I remember. Yeah, I remember that.
Ron's women's panties elements.
Panties, lipstick. Yeah, everything.
Yeah. So that's your.
That was college. Yeah, that was the time for experimentation. You got to find yourself. You know, you guys should have dug a little bit deeper. You would have found some more shit, but hey.
I think we dug just too late. Deep enough. That was just deep enough on that one. So here we are again, man, in the Monday night football. The frozen tundra. You know, coming out of last week, you've got to be sorely disappointed with the result. We were knotted up at 6 on the leaderboard. And I took the Vikes. You took the Bears.
Yeah, I took the Bears all right. You know, there was a time where I thought the Bears were going to finish with about 9 wins. I would not be surprised if we didn't win one more the rest of the season. This is just ridiculous. Right. Good thing we got a bye this week, so we're not going to lose.
You're not feeling too confident with how things are tracking there?
I don't. You know what? So Trubisky is injured. Foles is injured. Head coach Nagy's not calling plays anymore. There's just so much shit going on. Man, I tell you what. We need a Theo Epstein. We need a hero right now. Someone to come in.
I need a hero. I need a hero to the edge of the night, and he's gotta be strong, and he's gotta.
That was beautiful. We need something, man. You know, I don't know. I think we might squeak out with one or two more wins, finish with 7 at the most, but it is what it is, man.
We're heading in two different directions because my Cowboys got a much needed win last night, and if they win on Thursday, guess what, brother? They're in first place in the division and looking at hosting a home playoff game. Biatch!
First place with how many wins would that? If they win Thursday against the Washington football team.
Yep.
How many wins will they have on the year?
Listen, let's not get in the mud on the details. I'm just saying they're going to be in first place, okay? They're going to be ahead of their division.
You know what? I'm just asking because I know it's important to you. I don't really know. I'm actually happy for you. How many wins will that give them after the? Let's just assume I'm going to give you the win against Washington on Thursday. What's that going to put them at?
It'll put them. They'll have one more win than any team in the entire division.
And what's the second place team's record?
3-7.
Okay, 3-7. Wow. Well. Tell you what, that's fantastic. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for Cowboy Nation.
Let's go.
Let's talk about tonight's game. Because actually tonight we have, if you are a fan of football
and
your team is not playing tonight, this is going to be a great game. I'm not going to get into too much about yesterday's games, but there were some awesome games on last night.
There really were.
A couple great finishes. The late game, the afternoon game. Oh my goodness. Indianapolis beating Green Bay.
Yep. Give him a spank.
That's always great.
Overtime spanking.
I'm sure Chris Myers was crying last night like a little bitch.
I'm sure he was.
With a capital at the end of bitch.
Yep, I'm sure he was.
Tonight, however, we got the Rams of Los Angeles visiting Tom Brady, Gronkowski of, I'm not going to say the New England Patriots like you think I'm going to say, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Bucs. That's a good game, man. It's a good matchup.
Be an awesome game. The Bucs are actually a 4.5-point favorite. 48 points is the over under. We are in Florida. Hitman Harris, who you got?
Well, before I answer, we also can't forget where we are on the other parts of the leaderboard, which is I'm holding steady now at 30. I haven't added another burrito. I'm at 32 burritos.
No more burritos added. Okay.
And you're still at 16, which you flatlined, man.
Flatline, I'm telling you, I don't think you're going to see me increase that number until 2021. I think that's, you probably got me right there. I'd be surprised. I'd really be, okay. I just don't see it happening in the future. I could be wrong. Okay. I don't think I have as many burrito parlors as you do in my vicinity.
Well, I'm going to hold out hope for you because I've got such a commanding lead. And the other thing is, this is still TBD. We still don't have an official weight for you.
Working on that. We had a scale coming from the Amazon.
Yep.
And I think what happened was it had gotten either misplaced or misdelivered to, you know how it is. There's a lot of vandals, a lot of thieves out there. So waiting on that. When it comes in, I will hook you up.
Okay, you're not dodging the question, though. Because
what's
this has
that?
Been going on for a couple months now. You're not dodging the important data point there.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll just keep it TBD. Yeah, it's okay. We'll keep it TBD
there. TBD is fine. TBD.
So, Ronnie,
all right.
I'm going to put my faith in my bet here now that I have a 7-6 lead over you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the tried and true steady hand of the vet, Mr. Tom Brady.
TB.
Yeah.
TB.
The GOAT, some would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Brady. 4.5 points. I think he's got that under control. Give me the Bucks.
You want the Bucks, huh? You sure about that?
The buck stops here. See what I
All
did there?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That was clever. Clever guy.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm debating this one. I really am. I'm not thinking about anything you said at all.
Don't buck the tiger.
You know what I'm going to do? I am going to go with the underdog, Jared Goff, leading the LA Rams to an upset tonight over Tampa Bay. Give me the points and give me the Rams.
I hope I win because then I'm going to get some real separation from you here going into the final couple weeks. And as we articulated before, whoever loses has some yet to be determined ill fate waiting for them.
You know what? I think win, lose, or draw tonight, I'm just going to be in a good mood. You know why? Because this is my favorite week of the entire year. This is Thanksgiving week, Thanksgiving holiday, my favorite holiday. You know, I love food, Brian.
I love food, too. It's great.
I love eating.
It's a great holiday.
I love cooking. We are going to have, a small family gathering at my place. Not too many people. Not, the right amount. I'm doing a lot of cooking. I can't wait. Gonna wake up Thursday morning, make everything from scratch, my man. Got the cranberry, the mashed potato, the stuffing. I went out today and I did some shopping. We're gonna deep fry a turkey. I'm gonna do a baked ham.
God,
we're gonna get nutty. I mean, I'm cooking for the weekend. So what I'm gonna do, and this is gonna be a public service announcement for all my listeners out there who love cooking the way that I do. Do yourself a favor. Wednesday, go to your bakery, go to a bakery, or just go to the store. Get some really good bread, like some French baguettes. And save it for Friday because you're going to be making yourself an outstanding turkey sandwich the day after. Watch some good football. Don't forget that bread, man. You're going to be loving life when you have it. Make a little cranberry spread. Throw some other shit on there. Whatever you want. I don't care. Don't forget the bread.
That's a good pro tip right there. And as they say in Grumpy Old Men, I'm freezing my baguettes off out here.
What's your favorite part about Thanksgiving, though?
Well, I think it's the guy's holiday, right? Football and food. I mean, what better combination?
What's the first thing you're going to go for on the table that day? What do you grab first? You go for the turkey, the white, the dark? What do you like?
I go for the dark. I like my meat dark. That doesn't sound too risque, does it?
I love the dark meat too. It's got more juice.
Yeah, it's got more juice.
It's got more flavor. Flavor. Look at him.
It comes out of me.
I like the chalky with the dark meat.
Give me the dark meat.
I had the cranberry sauce and I lost it.
But yeah, man, I try to pace my way through all the offerings and,
you got to.
Always good
it
for
a
round
marathon.
Two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then by the time the late game rolls around, you're back in there for round three,
get in there for round three. Don't forget, don't have too many drinks. You got to pace yourself too. You know, we like to start off nice and slow. I might have a little hot toddy. I got some wine. It's going to take a really nice season. This is more about food for me than about the booze. So football, food, family, friends, all the Fs, all the F words.
Is it a common practice? Would we happen to, if we could do like a live look in the Alamann House, would you, we catch you catching some Z's there about middle of the second game? Like just kind of crashing out on the couch and maybe dozing off for a little bit, or is that not your speed?
So we kind of have a later, when I was with my family back in the day when my, you know, we had more family among us, we would always do like the super AM Thanksgiving. And I mean, honestly, we're eating like turkey, like 11:30 in the morning, you know, before noon. And then you're catching me with disease on the couch. But nowadays with my wife's family and us, we have a very, very late eating. So we won't have anyone come over until probably about 5 o'clock. So I'll have the games on all day, like while I'm cooking, you know. But then honestly, you're not going to believe me. There aren't some people that are coming. They won't eat until probably midnight, believe it or not. It's a very European, very European way to celebrate American Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, that's interesting. We always time ours, even dating back to the days of my youth, around when the Cowboys kick. So their kick's at 3:30 Central, which means the Harris family in Texas will be eating around 2:30. We won't be there due to COVID restrictions, but we'll probably try to time it around then. So
you eat, have a little time, relax, then you get the game going.
Yeah, and then you get indigestion from the game, you know, but but that's how we're going to roll it, man. And then I'm going to throw back some pumpkin pie and some other things. I'm sure I'll gain about 10 pounds. I'm going to put on the Thanksgiving pants, which are a little bit looser in the waist, you know?
Yeah, I have some too. They're called sweats. I'm going to leave them untied. You know what I mean? I might tie them in the morning, but untie them at the end of the day or toward the evening hours.
Yeah, I think that's smart. That's a veteran move.
Absolutely.
Is that Ditka here in the background?
That is Ditka and MJ. I think the wife just got home. So they, you know, they're always happy to see her, as am I.
You know, MJ, by the way, I assume that's named after MJ.
Michael Jordan.
I pieced that together all on my own.
Yeah, yeah. The GOAT. God. MJ himself. That's it.
Good stuff,
MJ,
man.
Ditka. Well, listen, all right, my
I'm
man.
Gonna, look forward to seeing how tonight plays out. Hopefully, I'll be grabbing a commanding 2-game lead from you going into next week. And
probably not. We'll see how it goes.
We'll catch up soon, man.
Yeah, and a big happy Thanksgiving to you, your family, everyone. We hope that COVID clears up soon so we can actually hang out and have a beer together sometime very soon.
Amen to that, brother. We out.
It's two guys, one podcast.